We're at 67 now, humidity just 19%, and a northwest wind 6 to 13 miles per hour. And I just want to add something here, is that when you work for 880, or 88, as it used to be known, a lot of us are here for life, and very, very proud of it. And there's big, big congratulations to offer to someone today. And I'll let you, Stephen Bridget, I'll let you take it from here, because it's big congratulations from me. We're colleagues, and this guy is terrific.
Craig, you are absolutely right. It was 35 years ago today, 35 years ago, that we heard this voice right here on WCBS for the very first time.
Right now, I'm a little bit more optimistic about the weekend than I was earlier today. We are looking at the majority of the precipitation that's heavy down to the south of the metropolitan area, and it should be moving off to the east, well to the south of us. So for overnight tonight,
meteorologist Todd Glickman. That sounds like AM radio.
Where'd you find that, guys? Boy, that's something. I was just a young kid, just a few years out of school. And my anchorman that hour was Gary Moore, who just retired a couple of years ago.
Gary, I remember Gary. So 35 years, what's different?
Well, I was just thinking about that. You know, Craig and I are really interpreters and communicators. We look at the data, we use our scientific background, we judge what we think is going to happen, and we try to predict the future and tell our listeners how that's going to impact their daily lives. But behind that is all of the technology which delivers the data to us. And I was just looking through some pictures of our weather center back in 1979 when I did my first broadcast, reams of paper coming out of noisy, clackety teletypes and radar maps, not the high-resolution digital color images you see today, but smudges of gray where sometimes we couldn't tell the difference between a mountain and a thunderstorm. And sometimes we thought the mountains were moving and the thunderstorms weren't. And so I think it's really the incredible advance in technology of data collection, data assimilation from the satellites, from the radars, from the observing stations, all of this, by the way, which is taxpayer supported, which feeds the information that Craig and I can use to hopefully make better and better forecasts every year.
You know, Todd, you are famous for your portable weather center, which follows you all over the place. You go out to all sorts of events delivering the weather. Any particular event stand out in your memory?
Well, two, I think. The first was when I was able to fly with Neil Bush in the Traffic Watch helicopter in 1980 and do the weather live from 500 feet over New York City. That was really a thrill because remember back then, Neil Bush, our traffic reporter, was both flying the helicopter and reporting at the same time, which was an incredible feat. And to watch him do that was really incredible. And the second just came recently, and that was Superstorm Sandy. I think Craig would probably agree that we were really put to the challenge there, but incredibly benefiting from this, the data and the computer systems that I just spoke about, where days in advance we were able to warn the public as to what was going to happen. Whereas if that storm had occurred 30, 35 years ago, there would be many, many more lives lost and much more property lost because we would not have known that it was coming.
Hey, Todd, you mentioned the wonderful Neil Bush just a couple of moments ago. Here's another blast from the past. Take a listen to this from 1979.
Where it's at and where it's gonna be is...
I'm Todd Glickman. The forecast coming up.
No matter where the news is made, we're...
You're in a promo.
That's right.
Todd Glickman, congratulations. 35 years at WCBS.
Stephen Bridget, thank you.
Congratulations, Todd. WCBS News Time, 6:24.